episode 307, You Are an Achiever.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? I pray you are having a glorious day. Today, I got to tell you, we've had about 5 tornado warnings, and then it ended in this amazing, beautiful sunset with this gorgeous, splendid rainbow. You could see the whole thing with a lightning strike almost down the middle, as we could see in the far distance. Do you sometimes feel like that's your life? That you have more, you have lots of tornadoes that are happening, more storms than you do beautiful rainbows? And you think, gosh darn it, what was I even thinking? Why do I want to chase this dream? I'm such an idiot. Why would I even do this? No, no, and no. I'm here to tell you, you are an achiever. Welcome. Come on in. Take your shoes off. Make yourself comfortable. Let's sit down and let's have a chat. Because I know during the 60-day push, hey, we are on what? Day 12. Can you believe it? We are on day 12. It goes by so fast. And you may be at this point going, I don't know what I'm thinking because I'm not seeing much progress here, Christiane. I think I'm ready to throw in the towel. No, you're not. No, you're not. Why? Because you are an achiever. Difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations. Here at 60 Day Push, as we're going through this and you are creating your now, if you haven't tapped into it, you want to make sure you sign up for the tools and strategies. The easiest way to do that is text 60 Day Push, 60DAYPUSH, to the number 44222. That's 60 Day Push, all one word, to the number 44222. You want to have those available. I am not bombarding your inbox, but you can do that right now, and then it'll be available to you when you are ready to look at it. Okay? So we got to get going though, because these storms in life can be wicked. At the same time, they can be beautiful. Difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations. Life was never painted to be without problems, without worry and struggle and obstacles. It would be nice, but then we would be living in a world of perfection. And then frankly, probably even at that, we would still be complaining about something because if we were all perfectionists, then somebody's still going to find something wrong with somebody else, right? So no matter what we do, we are always going to look at ourselves through a negative lens. Well, I'm here to tell you that you need to stop it. And I'm saying it out of wonderful, positive love and telling you that you are an achiever. And you got to start believing that within yourself. When you are beginning to focus specifically on goals, like you're doing right now in this 60-day push, whether you're in this whole challenge thing or not in your mind, or whether or not you're like, no, Christiane, but I just love listening to you. Regardless, when you are specifically focusing on goals, doors begin to open and close. Mega hurdles present themselves, and you see more of what you should be doing than what you've accomplished. You are an achiever. A lot of times what happens is it's really easy to sit there and focus on what hasn't been done. What does your to-do list look like today? Are you just sitting there like growling at yourself already? Your tummy and your butterflies in your tummy are just like topsy-turvy and you're like, there is just no way I'm going to get this all done. Then on top of it, you end up having a sick child at home. And then your wonderful husband calls you and says, oh, and by the way, I have that meeting tonight. And could you do my laundry for me so I can come home and change and it's ready? And you're like, and what do you think I'm doing? You know, I have a life too. And you're like, gosh, I wish I had a job outside the home. And you look at that to-do list and at the end of the day at 11:35 at night and you're like, what in the world did I do? Out of my 10 things here, I've only accomplished two. And actually, it's only 1.5. And so you begin to write tomorrow's to-do list. and that tomorrow's to-do list grows to 15. And you look back at that the next day at 11:47 at night, and you're thinking, what in the world did I do today? I only have two and a half things crossed off. You see, we begin to set our minds on focusing on what? Failure. Please stop beating yourself up. Because when you do that, failure becomes what? The focus. You sit here and you make this list thing, I got to do all this. How about, oh my gosh, this is what I get to do. Or this is what I had the privilege of doing yesterday or today. My child was homesick. I had the opportunity to love and care for him in his need. When she needed me most, I was there as she huddled over the toilet and her fever was so high. I was able to take care and serve my husband by doing his laundry so he could calmly go to the meeting that he was leading. And maybe I didn't get all of my to-dos done, but I did accomplish something of value. You are an achiever. But you see, we look at these things and we begin to think that our lives are reflected on check marks. I mean, seriously, please stop it. I got to tell you, there are times that I want to reach through, you know, if I'm talking on Skype or if we're doing a phone or if I'm talking in person, I just want to shake my clients. I want to shake up my kiddos. I want to shake up my husband and my friends and my family because I look at what they're doing and they're constantly focused on failure because they look at their to-do list and they're hoping to see all these check marks off. And frankly, that doesn't happen in life. Difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations. You see those beautiful destinations, that gorgeous rainbow with yet still the lightning strike down the middle from afar. It eventually comes. But it depends on the mindset that you have. Are you leading with the mindset of failure and check marks? Or are you saying, nope, I'm here. I want to be living in the present tense. I want to make it present tense. And stop dwelling in the past tense. I'm here. I want to be present. I want to be incredible. I am an achiever. You are an achiever. Which mindset do you choose today? You have all the capabilities of anything and everything that you want to do with your dreams, with your goals, and all the tasks that you have in front of you. Regardless of the daily goals, the time goals, where they are, how long they are, these next 60 days are going to be miraculous. You are an achiever. Believe it. Own it. Say it. I didn't hear you. I am an achiever. I am an achiever. I am an achiever. You are an achiever. So today you're going to go out and you are going to be present. You're making it present tense. You are not dwelling on past tense. You're stop focusing on those failures and you look at your accomplishments. And even if you have those little hiccups, those 5 or 6 tornado warnings that happen to go off at the end of the day, you still will end up having a rainbow in the end. Difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations. You are an achiever. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.